Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our clients, sir, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Can you please help us out with a quick survey, sir? Please.
What is it?
Okay, give me a second, Mr. Your first name is Mr. George, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. George, I promise you, I'm just going to ask you for your opinion, sir, and I'm not going to ask you nothing personal, okay? The first question is, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
Let's
0
see.
to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 41 and up.
30 years and up.
40 years and up?
30 years and up.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your primary branch of the trade, Mr. George? Bricklayer, stone mason, mason helper or finisher, cement mason?
Hard work.
Which one?
It's hard work. And for the work you put in the union, I think you're getting ripped off.
Yes, I'm just asking, what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Bricklayer or which one do you say?
Bricklayer is up on my card, but I've done everything.
On the last job that you work on, Mr. George, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, finisher or helper, or improver?
I was a bricklayer when I got hurt, but before that I was a foreman, yes.
Okay. Are you currently working at the trade at this moment, Mr. George?
No, I'm on disability.
Okay. How many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, Mr. George, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? Zero.
I haven't worked in the last 12 months because I'm on disability.
So you want me to put you for 0 weeks or 1 to 4 weeks or 5 to 12 weeks?
Well, in the last year, I haven't worked because I'm on disability.
Okay.
I'll never work in a trade again.
Okay, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year, Mr. George? Yes or no?
No. But I would have if I had the opportunity.
Right, okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yeah, one time I did, but I haven't done anything in the trade.
Okay, and why do you consider dropping your union membership, sir? Can you please tell me on your own words, Mr. George?
Yeah, because you weren't getting out of the way you put into it.
Because you're working out?
No, because you don't get out of it what you put into it over the years.
Okay, let me write it down for you. Of everything you put in it. Okay, thank you, Mr. George. And thinking about what you see in your local community, sir, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
Maybe this time is last year.
There is a more, fewer, or is the same, sir?
I'd say the same.
Okay. And do you see the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same numbers as there was this time last year, sir? More, fewer,
I'd
or
say
the
about
same?
The same, but the younger kids are going non-union.
Okay. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, Mr. George? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Thinking about all the jobs on which you work on in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union, sir? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily private, through the federal government, through your state or local government, or you don't know?
I don't know. It was a school. It could have been both.
Okay, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now, sir?
I have no idea.
Okay, now looking at your family's economy situation now, Mr. George, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same, sir?
I'd say it's probably going to stay the same. Well, okay. There'll be more because the younger kids aren't doing masonry work and they're not going to join the union to put up with the nonsense.
Okay, lastly, sir, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are most concerned about on the job, sir? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? Let me give you some options. The first one is heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns, dust and air quality, or COVID-19, or fall risk.
Well, there's always the heat and cold. Contractors
cold?
Don't do good enough. Yeah, the contractors don't do enough of that.
Okay, thank you. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person, yes, online, or no?
Yes, in person, last week.
Okay, which of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. The first one is union organizing. Yes or no?
I've never been involved in that.
The
never
last two,
in 37 years.
Picketing.
No, because we're not allowed to picket.
Okay, and the last one, political canvassing.
I'm Republican, so it doesn't matter. I'm not going to vote for a Democrat.
So would I put you for no or yes?
No.
Okay,
I will never vote for a Democrat.
Okay, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project on that you work on, sir? Regularly, occasionally, or never, or you don't know?
No, they're the jobs, but I haven't worked in the last 12 months.
So would that be regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Thank you. Now, changing the subject to the war beyond the union, sir, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The first one is local TV news programming. Would that be the first one, the last one, the second one, the third, or the fourth one, sir?
I guess in between.
What about radio?
No.
Print or online newspaper?
Neither one, because I don't have a computer.
The internet or social media?
I told you, I don't have a computer.
And the last two, sir, friends and neighbors?
No.
And cable news?
No, there's nothing our cable news is doing. Bricklaying.
Okay. Lastly, sir, which of the following issues matter most to you right now in the environment, sir? Support for labor unions, foreign policy, immigration, healthcare, jobs and economy, education, or something else?
I don't know.